folks, and welcome to another episode of the Positude Podcast. I am your host, Maggie Hart. Very excited to be here another week to talk about things that pertain to life, maybe some politics, you never know. However, I feel guided is what we talk about. Topics change weekly, sometimes several times throughout the course of our wonderful hour. And it's just like hanging out with your friend in your living room, having a cup of coffee, talking about things that matter to us and that matter to the times at hand. So while I'm not going to proclaim to be your spiritual guru or anything, I'm going to take the title of your coffee spiritual friend, your spiritual coffee friend, somebody that you can hang out with, talk to, and we can talk about a wide variety of topics and learn some things at the same time, hopefully. I have not visited this topic in a hot minute. I'm going to revisit it tonight because I think that it's pertinent, not only to the times at hand, but because with the rise of the people that have taken the jab, especially, I'm seeing a rise in psychic vampirism. While that may sound like a new age term, it is a thing. It's definitely something that we need to be able to learn to protect ourselves from and to avoid people that are psychic vampires in general. And while they're not as dangerous as a narcissist, typically speaking, narcissists are psychic vampires. They have those qualities rolled into their wonderful personas, and it can be so extremely draining and tiresome to try and argue with a person that will never admit that they're wrong, and that no matter what you say, they're going to turn it around on you, twist your words, twist their words and their conversations, so that ultimately they come out with the perception that they've won or that they've guilted you into submission, or, you know, there's always a game. But with psychic vampirism particularly, you just feel so drained afterwards. You're tired. You're maybe depressed. But it feels as though your energy has just been sapped out of your body, because it has been. Essentially, that's what they do. They leech and suck your energy, and they feed off of it. Now, if this were in a demonic type setting, it would be a little different scenario, because there would be an attachment and then eventually maybe a possession. But with psychic vampirism, it's a little different in that these people are what I would typically call sometimes, and I don't mean to be lewd, but attention whores. They're people that are constantly seeking attention and constantly seeking approval. And it may be due to something that they did not get in childhood. Maybe they weren't loved by a parent or raised in a proper setting. Maybe they were ignored. Possibly they came from an abusive situation. It may have been both neglect and abuse in a childhood situation, or as adulthood happened, they may have gotten into a relationship that was abusive. It may be a combination of both childhood and adult abuse or neglect. But either way, these people glom onto you and don't let go. A lot of people that are healers and counselors, and God forbid you're a combination thereof, because they get double the amount of this type of personality, where because you're working with them to make them better, they almost feel as though you should be at their beck and call. So what happens sometimes is, and especially if you're making progress, let me preempt it with that, especially if you're making progress and you're making them feel better, that's when it can tend to get worse. Because as they feel that they're making progress and they feel that they're getting some resolution, they want more and more of your time and attention. And everything to them seems to be a life emergency, in that you should drop everything that you're doing, irregardless of your practice or your business or your life or your family, and jump and take care of their needs at the time. They may feel as though they're pressing, but a lot of the times what happens is it's something relatively inconsequential or something that can wait. But these people tend to have a bit of drama about them as well, and they get snippy or put off or grumpy or nasty if you don't jump when they think you should jump, at least until you lay your guidelines down, at least until you set your parameters and your borders. Why is that important? Because if you don't, these people will literally run right over you and suck every ounce of energy out of you. And if we're trying to live in a state of balance, in a state of peace and harmony and positivity, and we reflect that, this type of personality will, they may aspire to that. It may be something that they admire in you, but so they may try to take it away from you so that they can feel that feeling. But in a lot of cases, they're so negative and so riddled with self-guilt, self-doubt, self-shame, confidence issues, they're feeling ignored by their family, whatever the situation, they typically have a negative personality. And so they're going to try and drag you down as well. This is the person that when you're talking to on the phone, you can pick up the phone in the most upbeat, positive, happy mood. And by the end of the conversation, you feel like you need a shower. You feel dirty. You feel drained. You feel tired. You feel maybe depressed. This is the type of personality that I'm talking about. And it's the terminology has changed over the years. And, you know, for all I know right now, they might be calling it something different. But that's what I know it to be. And so that's what I'm going to refer to it tonight as, is psychic vampirism. It's an energetic thing. And as you've heard me talk about so many times on my shows, everything is energy. And when we approach things from a positive, energetic vibration, and we stay in a high, positive vibration, the things that we can't see in the other dimensions, i.e. the lower level demons and the entities, can't touch you because you're invisible to them and they're invisible to you when you're in that higher vibration. So you're not even feeling that because you're above it. Why are you above it? You may be naturally effervescent. You may naturally look at the glass as half full. You may be naturally spiritually inclined. But I'd be willing to bet that you've been working on it for a while, that you've been on your journey for a while and you've realized the error of your ways in living in negativity and the disease that it creates and the trauma that it creates in your mind and how it can wreck and damage relationships, sometimes irreversibly, unfortunately. But you've been working at it. You've read your self-help books, you listen to podcasts such as mine, you've talked to people such as myself who may have helped you, by the way, for any spiritual, mental, physical, or emotional needs. please get a hold of me at Maggie, Maggie_Heart, Heart, at Outlook.com. That's Maggie, Maggie_Heart, Heart, at Outlook.com. So, however you got to where you are in your journey, let's assume, and I think it's a very safe assumption, that you've been doing inner work and you've been trying to make yourself into a better person. You're becoming and transfiguring into a better person, into a child of the true spirit, or of the true nature, a child of the Creator. Whether or not you call it Father or Universal Energy, Creative Source, you're working to emulate the qualities of what created us, the higher power, the positive source, the source of love and light. And so you strive to maintain, to get to and maintain that vibe of love and light and being grateful and thankful and happy and light and carefree. And you hear me tell you every week, irregardless of what's going on around you, stay positive. Envision what you want to see happen. Don't live in fear. Don't live in negativity. Don't let what you hear on media or from your friends or from people like this drag you down. Because we can, as one and as individuals, affect what happens on the planet. And this goes on a multidimensional level, and it goes on a timeline level. So if you want to be on the right side of the fence, and I'm sure that you are, and I'm sure that you do, or you wouldn't be listening to my program right now, let me give you some advice on how these people roll and what we can do to protect ourselves. But know that they're going to be the ones that drag you down, make you feel dirty, make you feel like you may get a headache. You may get anxious, unexplainably anxious after speaking with them. You may pick up some of their behaviors or traits if you spend a lot of time with them. Now, that could be an oppressive situation, but it also could be as a result of they've got their hooks into you and they're bringing you down slowly. What is an ethereal tie and is it a real thing? In my opinion, it is, because it's also an energetic situation. Let me explain that to you. Or at least let me give you my definition of what it means to me. And that might make it clearer to you somehow, because it's easier for me to understand and digest with the interpretation that I got from prayer and meditation on this particular subject. Ask me how I know. Because I've had many instances of people like this that tried to influence my life in a very negative fashion. And in some cases, they aren't aware of what they're doing. So having said that, if at all possible, try to remain in a state of grace when you're dealing with these people. And I know it's hard. It's tough. But maybe you're not even aware of the fact that they're doing it and you just can't explain. And then now with us talking about it, the light goes on in your head and you have this aha moment. That's why when I talk to Johnny every time I get off the phone, I feel this way. Or that's why when I talk to Peter every time I get off the phone, I feel this way. Or that's why when I talk to Maria at the supermarket, I come home and I feel like I need a 2-hour nap. This is what may be going on. And it's something that we need to pay attention to, because with the rise in the jab, I see more of these qualities coming out in people who have taken the shot. And I see it amplified. So if they had a little bit of it before, look out. It's screaming down the rails now. It's become exacerbated. It's become more prevalent. And that, I believe, is in part to what was in the jab. We know the luciferase, okay? Serpent venom, serpent DNA, all of that, the bad stuff. Yeah, it's rearing its ugly head, no pun intended. The more time that transpires since these people have taken the jab and put in this poison into their system, depending on the concoction of the cocktail that they chose to have injected into them or that their company chose for them to inject into them, there are different varieties, different strains, and different strengths. My prayer is that the people that I love got a saline solution. My prayer is the people that you love got a saline solution. My prayer is that if you took it, you got a saline solution. But the statistical odds are very much against the proportionate number of people that I talk to, deal with in my family, and that you deal with. The odds are against us. So we need to know how to be able to help them get through a situation, maybe, but more effectively to be able to protect ourselves against this kind of behavior, because it's not okay. And boundaries are a really big thing with this type of behavior and energetic ties, which is what I started to talk about a few minutes ago. What is an ethereal tie? What is an energetic tie? For me, what I was shown in prayer, and there are books that explain it this way as well, is it's an invisible cord that goes from you to the person that you've had contact with. Whether it be a friend, an acquaintance, a lover, a spouse, the heart and the love that is contained within the heart is, or should be, such a pure, loving, energetic vibration that when we communicate with someone and form a bond with someone in varying degrees, a tie is created, an energetic bond is created. And that goes from you to that person and back to you. So the way that I was shown to it in prayer and vision is to kind of picture it as the tube that's attached to the mom and the baby when the baby is in the birth canal and then the baby is birthed and then they cut that cord. Picture it like that, the umbilical cord. Only when I was shown it in vision, it wasn't that thick or fibrous. It was much thinner. And some of them were golden. And some of them were like a silvery, shimmery, almost invisible type material. But in any case, they were there. But if you picture it like an umbilical cord and you're the mom and the other person is the baby, they are feeding off of your nutrients, right? They are getting stronger and growing off of the substances that you are supplying to them. And it's the same way with energy. They are leeching and sucking your energy, and they are utilizing that. It's not the same as a demon because they're a human, and they don't do the same types of things with it, with that type of energy that a demonic or a lower entity would. So, and they don't have really the capacity to affect your brain and your mindset like a lower entity or a lower vibration or demonic entity would, for lack of a better term. But what they do is they just suck you dry. they leech you. And when you have this combined, as I said earlier, especially with a narcissistic personality, it's like head pop off time. You know, there are going to be times, there are going to be moments, there are going to be days, weeks, maybe even lifetimes where you are just, you go around exasperated all of the time and tired all of the time and drained all of the time. And eventually you'll figure it out. I don't really like spending time with this person. I don't really like being around this person. Eventually it'll click. You will have that aha moment. And when you do, what are you going to do with that? Are you going to fight with them? Are you going to partake in their negativity and argue with them and cut them off and just say, you know what? I don't need this in my life. I don't need the negativity. I don't need to be feeling this way. I don't need to be treated this way. Or are you going to allow them to use you? Are you going to be at their beck and call? Well, we have to be careful of the codependency people out there too, because it's your thing to want to make people happy, to want to please people. So if you have this person that they call that you call a friend, that is constantly asking you for help, constantly asking you for advice, usually doesn't take what you have to say anyway, but calls you up day, night, random times with what seems to them to be a life-altering event when in relativity it's usually pretty minuscule. Or if they get aggravated if you don't pick up the phone. I called you earlier. Why didn't you pick up the phone? You know, if it's done on a repeated level, I could see someone being upset. However, anybody with a logical mindset would know that other people are busy too. And they have needs and they have wants and they have families and they have jobs and they have lives. So they're not necessarily going to be sitting there on the other end of the phone waiting for you to call. Newsflash. And if that other person is going to feel pet off, left out, ignored, that's on them. That's their problem. They're the one that's got some kind of insecurity complex going on or some kind of narcissistic tendencies or personalities going on. And that's just too bad. You need to be to the point where if you're busy, you're busy. And you'll call them back when you get around to it, if they deserve your attention. What do I mean by that? Well, relationships are a two-way street. If it's all take, 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 and no give, or if you're dealing with a person that doesn't listen to your words and doesn't hear what you have to say, and then either gets what you say screwed up or just remembers the conversation, whether it be on purpose or not, it gets frustrating and it gets old. And, you know, the people that I'm dealing with that have taken the jab are getting this way. So textbook psychic vampirism before COVID, pre-COVID, I would have said, you know what? You got to set your boundaries. You got to cut the energetic ties and you got to let it go. These people are just developing these tendencies or they're exacerbated. And they don't have necessarily any idea as to why you're treating them a certain way. Now, when you were open to talking to them before, listening to them before, being there for all of their problems, they don't understand the switch, maybe any more than you do. So, as I said earlier, let's treat it with compassion, but it's kind of scary. It's like, you know, Twilight is not a Christian movie, but I've watched it. There's a lot of spiritual warfare in that movie, and there's a lot of symbolism in that movie. And to me, honestly, when I pray on it, the people that are starting to demonstrate these personality traits remind me of the newborns in the movie, if you've ever seen it. That's pretty scary. And I know that might sound like a drastic overstatement, but their personality traits are getting worse as more time goes on. It's not something that I've seen plateau and these traits will come out or get more exacerbated and then level off. They keep going and going and going until they're off the freaking charts. It doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any better. The worst, well, maybe the best that you can hope for in a situation like that is they get aggravated and mad at you and write you off. And then, you know, that's on them too. Let them deal with it. Let them go their way. Shake the dust off your sandals and be thankful that you don't have to deal with that person and move on. And I know that that doesn't sound like a Christian approach, but we are encroaching times energetically and vibrationally where we need to stay in high vibration, high energy, positive energy. And part of the movement that's going on, when I say movement, I don't mean a people movement. I mean an energetic movement that we have no say over in some aspects, where those of us that have been trying and that have been doing the right thing, those of you are, for lack of a better term, and this is New Age sounding, but ascending. And maybe jumping timelines. So you don't want that weight tied around your ankle. In fact, you're going to be less inclined, some of you, because of the upward mobility of the spirit, of the energy, to walk away, maybe quicker. Depends on you and depends on where you're at. And everybody's at different levels and different stages. And I know that that might sound kind of vague, or I'm not trying to be confusing and I'm not trying to be mysterious. It's just that everybody's at a different point and there are many different scenarios to discuss in relation to this topic. And COVID just threw a whole monkey wrench into the works. And this energetic vibration, this rising that I'm seeing and I'm feeling, right? Like how many of us, we've spoken about this, people are waking up. People who would never have entertain the thought that our government is corrupt and evil and wicked are now starting to see. The veil is being lifted, the scales from their eyes, and they're starting to get it. And so, and we have the people that have been adamant from the beginning that this has been the case and that are discovering more and more knowledge. And so they're rising farther, but at the same point, they're helping others to rise with them. They're waking others up. It's just such an amazing time to be alive, as bad as you think it might be, or as bad as you, a lot of you are going to say, well, we thought it was bad before the election. And now that that's over with, we're feeling better. Well, you should be. You should be. But that's not really the reason why. The reason why is because we're all starting to become part of one vibration that is more glorious and more powerful and more pure and more spiritual than anything that you ever could have even conceived that you would encounter in this lifetime. We're being called. We're being called. So, do you want to run to the door, open it up, screaming and smiling? I'm ready, pick me, it's me, I want to go. Or do you want to walk to the door in your hair in rollers, 50s proverbial, fuzzy pink robe, bathroom slippers, no makeup, trod to the door, open the door. All right, let me just have a cup of coffee and then I'll be there. Or do you not want to answer the door at all? Do you want to ignore it? Do you want to shut your blinds and close it out and pretend that it didn't happen? You need to be aware of what is going on. We're being called to action. We're being called to rise. There is a separation happening on this planet. And for whatever reason, it's been put into a double time warp speed where it's happening much more quickly and much more rapidly into many more people than I think anybody really expected. Is that because it took everybody so long to get to this point and now we're trying to catch up to speed? Maybe. Is it like the Twilight scenario where the bad guys are making all of these other negative vibrational energies? And so we've got to turn out the positivity machine and crank more people up so that we can be successful in the mission that's set before us? Possibly. But what I want for you to worry about right now is you and these people and these energetic ties and how we can fix them. So it is an energetic tie, and it is an energetic. It could be very detrimental. So what a lot of psychics will tell you to do is to go in and visualize a pair of scissors and cut that energetic cord from that person. When you're feeling that. I'm a straight shooter, so I will tell the person when I feel as though they've crossed over the boundary and why I feel that way. And with a typical type of personality, you might say that 100 times and bang your head against the wall, and they're not going to see it. They're going to refuse to see it. So you don't need to do it 1,000 times. I would say it once and then give them a give me. Give them a second chance. Third strike, they're out. We don't have time for this, guys. We are on a mission. So let's get it over with and done with. And you can visualize cutting those energetic ties. But what you should always do before you do any type of action is go into prayer. And what I'd like for you to do is look at yourself from a position of like an independent scenario. Picture yourself above the situation, revisit the conversation and the words that were spoken, and make sure that you didn't do anything that you were to blame at first. We need to take self-accountability, first and foremost. And once you've done that and you feel justified in the fact that, no, wait, I didn't do anything, this person was just being a jerk, then you can let them know. And then you can go ahead and go into prayer and pray for protection and pray for strength and pray for compassion and healing for that other person. It's essential. You need to pray for the other person or send positive energy, loving thoughts to the other person that you forgive them. You need to forgive them for their transgressions. And then you can go ahead and cut the tie. And I will tell you that it doesn't matter when or where you do it, the time of day and night. If that person is at least a tiny glimmer, little bit open to their gifts, and even if they're not, they may feel it. But if they're open to their gifts, they're absolutely going to feel it. And they may not know exactly what they're feeling, but they're going to think of you. You're going to pop into their mind. You're going to pop into their head. And they are going to think about you. And depending on how sensitive they are or how much they've been feeding off of you, they may feel a feeling of loss. They may feel a feeling of panic, as though they've lost something or someone that's very important to them. They may get a little bit angry. But you may get, and probably will get, a text, a phone call, an email from that person. Hey, I was just thinking about you, or I had a dream about you. How you doing? Are you mad at me? I'm going to stop right there and let you think about, are you mad at them? We're going to take a musical break. My introductory and closing music is provided by my great buddy, Pat Carr. Pat's an original musician from Louisiana, and he's on SoundClick. He's on Reverb Nation. You guys know the spiel. He's on YouTube. He's all over the place. Please support his music. Get a hold of him. Buy his albums and tell him Maggie sent you. And please support the network. We're totally listener-funded. We appreciate each and every penny that you can provide, however little or great it is. We appreciate you, and we're so thankful for you. And if you want to be a superstar and you want to support your business and you have a commercial you want to air on the network as our sponsor, whether it be on my show or any of the others, please get a hold of the owner, and they will be happy to assist you. If you don't have your own commercial, hit him up anyway, and I'm sure that he and the producer would be thrilled to produce a wonderful quality commercial that will benefit your business and support us at the same time. With that, we'll be right back after this, folks. Enjoy the music. Thanks for staying tuned to the Positude Podcast. I am your host, Maggie Hart. We'll be right back.
I've decided to change my life. Well, I've decided I don't need a wife. I've decided to change my plans. Well, I've decided, but I only got two hands. I've decided do it on my own. Well, I've decided that anywhere is home. I've decided I gotta start anew. And I've decided to do it all without you. Brighter days are coming, I see the sun in sight. The gray clouds are going and I'm feeling alright. I was a rich man, but now I'm broke. I was a strong man, I fought any bloke. Was a good guy, but now I'm bad. Now I'll make up for the rough times I've had. I'm gonna find me a better way. I'm gonna teach me fancy things to say. I'm gonna drive me every big car and feel the tank up and go very far. I don't need nobody to waste my time. The hell with the system, 'cause I'm feeling fine. Brighter days are coming, I see the sun in sight. The gray clouds are going and I'm feeling alright.
Well, look at me being all spur of the moment. I switched it up a little bit. My introductory and exit music here on the Positude Podcast is by my good buddy Pat Carr. You can reach him at http://www.itunes.com/Pat Carr. But when I was reviewing my music to play for tonight, I decided to go with my good buddy Barry Cooney's I Decided, because it kind of fit the mood for tonight's episode. So thank you for joining me for the second half. And if you like Barry's music, please get a hold of me and let me know so I can pass it along to him. Bear, I love you. If you're listening, thanks so much also for allowing me to listen to and enjoy and play your music on my shows. And just for good measure, I threw in a little bit of Tom Petty to mix it up before the break. So we're going into the second half here. Thanks for rejoining on the Positude Podcast. What can we do with these ethereal ties? Ooh. The cords that we're cutting, the energetic ties as a result of people who are psychic vampires. Well, before the break, we talked about how to cut the ties. And again, I remind everybody to stay in prayer as you do so and send them love and energy while you're doing it. And they will be reminded of you. They probably will contact you. And this is the part that becomes really important, folks. When that happens, be firm, keep your boundaries, and it's going to be up to you whether or not you decide to continue the conversation or the relationship. But if it's someone who's been constantly abusing you and utilizing you and leeching your energy, do you really want to go there? That's going to be a personal choice that you're going to need to make. And please visit your own personality and take a self-inventory. Are you somebody that is codependent? That might be something that you want to look at and get some help for. I'm here at Maggie_Hart@Outlook.com. Get a hold of me or talk to a friend, but get some help if you feel that that could be the case. There are lots of good self-help books out there on the subject, and hopefully you'll be on the right path in no time, whether it be with my help or just with somebody else's or in general, by finding that help on your own. Get the help that you need if you decide that that's the case, or if you think that you might be so inclined as to being codependent. So at that point, when that person contacts you, if you've decided that you're going to terminate the relationship and it's just not healthy for you, and that person is absolutely psychic vampiring you, taking your energy, stealing your joy, then right after that contact, when you set your parameters, look, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't think this is conducive. It's not healthy for either you or I. I think that you should probably seek some help. If that's an appropriate comment, direct them to help. Offer to get them help. But you don't even need to go that far. Just do what you need to do to shut it down if you feel that that's what you want to do. And I think that if it's a chronic situation, as much as it hurts us and as much as we're told to turn the other cheek and do the right thing, we're not supposed to be stupid either, especially at this stage in the game. We're being called. Remember I told you that? So we need to be able to shake the dust off of our shoes and get rid of the dead weight, as it were. And so what you want to do at that point is, as soon as you've had that contact from that person, whether it be phone call, email, text message, cut the ties again. And do it every time you hear from that person. Because every time that there's an energetic connection, just like a phone call, establishing a phone connection, when you're talking to someone, then you hang up and you call back, you're reestablishing the phone connection, right? Same principle here. You're reestablishing energetic ties. So you need to keep cutting those cords every single time. Stay in prayer. Put your angels around you, your positive forces around you. Stay in your armor of God. Stay in prayer and keep cutting those ties every time you hear from that person. And eventually, they should get the message and just drop away. Eventually, what happens with this type of personality is they find somebody better to go suck the energy out of. And it's a cold, hard fact, but that's what they do. They're looking for a feeding source of energy. And if you cut them off and you continue to cut them off and you're firm in your choice and in your commitment, then they're going to seek out and they're going to find somebody else that will allow them to do that to them. And it could turn toxic. So make sure you're strong spiritually, because they could spew a lot of stuff that is mean, that is hateful. Or they may try to guilt you into staying their friend. How could you abandon me in my time of need and all that? Don't buy it. Stand firm. If you've made the decision, stand by your decision. And you are going to feel as though 1,000 pounds were lifted from your shoulders. You will feel such a sense of relief and lightness and joy. Watch your joy come back. Watch your personality come back. Watch your energy levels rise to where they were before the encounter, mostly plural encounters, with this individual. Because you need to stay in that high vibration. And you need to be in that high vibration. And once you've walked that walk for a while and you felt that incredible feeling, that inner peace, that inner joy, that inner knowing, that inner spirituality that lets you know that you are special and you are awesome and you're doing the best that you can to make yourself a better person, and you've walked that road for a while and somebody robs you of it, it's almost like taking a quick step off of a cliff. You may feel as though, wow, I just lost everything. And when you get that back, you're going to feel magnificent. You may even feel lighter and more joyful than you did before. And then take that energy that you spent on that person and put it towards someone who absolutely really needs help, needs your loving kindness, needs your support, needs your positivity, and truly listens to the advice that you give them and doesn't just brush it aside. Lift each other up. But folks, unfortunately, with people like this, there's no lifting. You will be carrying them on your back forever. And it's not a reciprocal thing, and it's not a Christian thing, and it's not the right thing to do, because all they're going to do is weigh you down, knock you into the sand until you're crawling on your hands and knees, and then they're going to push your face down into the dirt until you can't breathe anymore. That's the type of personality that we're dealing with this particular type of individual. And like I said, especially if they've got narcissistic tendencies, they're never going to change. Narcissists very rarely, if ever, change. You can pray for them. You can pray for their healing. You can give them the benefit of the doubt. You can step away and cut all ties until you're thoroughly and utterly convinced that they have changed their ways and made their own progress to become a better person. But the sad, hard facts are, most of the time with a hardcore narcissist, that does not happen. They do not change. They go through varying degrees of fooling themselves and others that they've changed. But then, at the drop of a hat around the corner, here comes the next outburst. Here comes the next screaming fit. Here comes the next stamping feet syndrome. They never truly change, for the most part. I'm not going to stand here and tell you that I've never seen it happen, but I can tell you that you have a better chance probably of being struck by lightning. Now, if they have narcissistic tendencies, different story. But if there's a pattern of abuse or alcoholism or drug abuse or anything like that, look up the qualities of narcissism and how they're developed. It's a very slim glimmer. And while you should be praying for them, and while you should treat them in a compassionate manner, to a degree, setting your boundaries, when you cut all ties and walk away, you're going to feel so much better. And they are going to need that. They might not think that they need that, but if they are going to heal, they're eventually going to get it. Oh my gosh, this is why they walked away from me. They're going to realize that person wasn't abandoning me. It was a case of tough love and a case of self-preservation on their behalf. And if they're truthful with themselves, if they get to that point of healing, they would also realize that they would never allow anyone to treat them that way. They would have written you off a long time ago. And I'm not saying this is a tit-for-tat situation and you need to be looking at it from that perspective. Please don't. We want to be in a loving vibration. We want to look at things from a positive perspective. But there's something that I need to caution you about with an energy vampire, and especially if they have narcissistic tendencies, is they may not let go that easily. Now, the people that have taken the jab because of the behaviors that I'm seeing, a lot of the time they'll be like, you know what, F you, and walk away and write you off quicker than you ever thought possible. And that's something else that I wanted for you to be aware of and I wanted to caution you about, because you need to protect your heart. Be ready for that. Know that it's a very distinct possibility that they just say, you know what, bye. And if you've been friends for a while, or you've been in a relationship with this person for a while, or if it's a family member, that's going to hurt. That's going to hurt. It's going to ouch. And you need to rise above that. And I know that this is kind of lip service, but it's hard. But try and understand that they're coming from a sick mindset to begin with. It's not a healthy mindset. Remember who you are. Remember where you came from, and remember or rediscover or discover for the first time your self-worth. You deserve better than that. And you can't give somebody else that's deserving of what you do have to offer them, someone that's going to truly appreciate it and embrace what you have to offer and deal with all of these other people at the same time, because it's going to wear you out. It's going to break you. It's going to wear you down. You are going to be physically and mentally exhausted, and you can't fill from an empty cup. So step away, rebalance, be firm. Know that they're not going to want to give up that easily. And they may say some things that are hurtful or harmful to you, or they may try and guilt you into staying, but keep your boundaries. And yeah, eventually they'll find somebody else to leech off of. The higher that you can keep your vibration, eventually these people won't even be able to see you, just like the entities. They're going to want to stay in a lower vibrational level. And while you're not allowing them to drag you down anymore, they're probably also going to seek justification from other people. So there may be some backbiting. There may be some talking about you. That's not your concern. You need not worry about that. While we all have our own personal identities, and it's really important to us, especially if you're in a professional environment where you're dealing with people like I am professionally, the last thing that you want is somebody to badmouth you or talk badly about you or put you in a negative light when it's totally unjustified and it's so unfair and it hurts. It can hurt. We need to remember to rise above this and know that that's not our business. Whatever they choose to think in their demented state of mind, there's nothing that we're going to be able to do to change that. They only want what they want from us. They want us to do, say, and act like they want us to act. They want to leech our energy. And we don't deserve that. And it's not our business what they think of us or what they tell other people. As hard as that is to digest, folks, there are times I need to remind myself of that, and it is a tough nut to swallow. But guess what? Once you do it and you get used to it, you just ignore it. Who cares what they say? Who cares what they think? Who cares what they tell other people about you? You know in your heart and in your mind what you are and what you're made of and who your source is or what your source is, depending on what you believe. And all of the people that have known you know your personality, and they know that you're a good person, and they know that you would never do anything to hurt anybody else, but they would also know that you're going to stand up for yourself, and you're going to set your limitations, and you're going to set your boundaries, and enough is enough is enough. Time is too short. It's precious to us, and we are being called. You got to rise up. We've got to come together. The people that keep and maintain and the people that develop and then keep and maintain the positive, loving mindset, the supportive mindset, are going to be the ones that carry this planet to the next level. We're going to be the ones to do it. And we need to do it together. And the more of us that have that mindset, the stronger the vibrations and the energetic positive pull is going to be to propel us quicker to where we need to be. Be brave. I know who you are. I'm proud of you. You need to make sure that you know who you are and be proud of you as well. And not from an egotistical standpoint, but you deserve what you deserve. And so many people out there need your help. The people that are going to be with you in the trenches, the people that would truly take a bullet for you, spiritually, metaphysically, physically, whether it be in spiritual battle, which is a lot of what we're dealing with right now, or whether it be in the actual physical. And let's hope it doesn't come down to that. Find your tribe. Find the people that will support you. Find the people that you can lift up. Pray for everybody. Have compassion. But be kind to yourself. Know who you are. Jesus didn't take any crap. He forgave. But what did he do to the money changers? There's righteous indignation and there are boundaries, and we need to recognize those and we need to utilize those so that we can become better and stronger and we can truly make this world a better place. We are the fighters. We are the ones that are going to make a difference, and we can't do it when we have situations like this. I pray for everybody's healing. I pray for everybody's awakening to their own problems and being able to face those with courage and with honesty so that they can be better people in their own right. I wish all of you a wonderful evening and a great week. And thank you so much for listening. Please support the network. Get a hold of Pat Carr. Get a hold of me. Thank you all so much for listening. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week at the same time on the same station. Good night, everybody.